come from America. And at the universities, lots of times there are many questions concerning evolution. And I was curious what our position is in terms of artifacts, bones like dinosaur bones, things like that, that the scientists say they found.
These are ourselves, those that are calling dying. What is their theory?
Well, they maintain that from the oceans came one-celled animals, and then these ones from the oceans came one-celled animals. Then from these one-celled animals, they developed into fish and then reptiles. And then these reptiles became very big dinosaurs. They have put together many big museums. For instance, in Washington, the Smithsonian Museum has many, many big bones put together. And they date these millions of years ago.
So we have got on the same theory. Yalayana Vlakani, Saura, the Prince. Then insects, then reptiles, then birds, then beasts, then human beings. In this way, living entity is changing body. What is the difference?
They say that the human body developed right from these other bodies. In other words, in an evolutionary way.
From beast, human body has come.
Yes.
Where is the difference? Even there is difference. What is the idea?
Well, they maintain that this, that therefore man was not created by God, but simply by chemicals.
Right from the life gas question. Where from the life came from? When we find life in the water, where from this life came?
They say originally it came from chemicals that came together.
The rascal create from chemicals, otherwise beat them with shoes in their mouth.
Sorry.
But why do you talk nonsense? Great from chemical, life.
What do they say? They say they're working on it.
Be beaten with shoes. When you're successful, then say, otherwise I shall beat you with shoes. That's all. That is your punishment. You have not come to the experimental stage and you are talking, this is science. Science is experiment and observation. Unless the experiment is practical, practical science, it will be accepted as science when the experiment is successful, not before that. That is scientific method. First of all, observe. It may be happening like this, but that maybe should be confirmed by experiment. Then it is science. Even in colleges, there is practical examination. Theoretical and practical. So unless we are trying, everyone will say, I am trying to become millionaire. When you become millionaire, then say that you are millionaire. You are trying for becoming millionaire and you say, I am millionaire. What is this nonsense? Huh?
Yes, no one has ever observed life coming, no one has ever observed the life coming from matter.
Just prove. that light comes from chemical. How is that? I'm trying to be millionaire. Therefore I'm millionaire. What is this? You are trying to create from chemicals. Therefore you are scientist. What is this kind of scientist? Beat them with shoes, that's all.
I have a researcher in our family, and he thinks the theory of evolution is the dust of God.
Now you can't think like that. Your thinking has no value.
No, not my thinking.
Don't say I think.
No, no, I said I have a researcher in our family, he thinks.
What's he saying?
Now,
he's a rascal.
No, no, but he thinks the dust of God.
He thinks means he's a rascal. Nothing to be think. He must be from the Shastra.
Yes. Is there any evidence in Shastra of that type or no?
What is that?
The Dashavatar, that the first was Matsya, then Kut, Malbara, and finally... Yeah.
That is God's first time. He becomes like this, like that. It is not evolution.
It's not evolution.
God is not zoomorphic. He's not animal. Just like we're in this room, but we don't become part of it.
But they refuse to accept, because if they do, then they'll have to give up all their nonsense. You make all these things so crystal clear, but they refuse to accept, because if they do, then they will have to give up all their nonsense.
Let them abuse, and who cares for them?
Actually, if they were successful in any experiment, they would be out of a job. So they will actually want material life, scientists.
And what is that science? That we are trying. What is nonsense? Huh? You think this is science? We are trying. Everyone can say, I'm trying. Is that science? Any rascal can say that I am trying. Is that science?
That you had quoted a saying that anyone who goes to Lanka becomes a Ravana, and that similarly, when the devotees come to India, they become Ravana. I wonder if you would explain that or elaborate or explain how we can avoid this sort of thing happening. Sorry?
Ask the leaders.
The leaders of India?
That in all our other branches, our men manage the cooking and kitchen. And as soon as they come here, they become Bralasa. That is Rabot. Why do they not do here? We have to keep some cook who is neither initiated, not very clean, a smoker, and you have to keep them. In all other branches, the boys and girls, they manage everything.
Follow the regulations more strictly?
That I have to say again. That means Rama. He's asking. Huh? I am repeatedly saying that follow, and he's asking. That means he's Rama. Why you are inquiring like that? If you know, this is the solution, why don't you do it? That means Rama. If you know this is the solution, why don't you do it?
One week ago, and in just 4 days' time, the devotees there distributed over 1 lakh of Bhakti Godhead magazine in just 4 days.
do not do here. Let me grab on. Become less intelligent, less active, and that price. We are say long guy, say you are out. Anyone who comes to long guy becomes loud.
Promotion in local language would be very helpful.
No, in India, will purchase English magazine, he knows English.
Yes, he knows, but the popularity will be much more in the Hindi and Gujarati and Marathi speaking people, Bengali speaking. Pardon?
That is not possible. That is for you, Indian. But you have no time. You are busy with your daughter's marriage. And you seek their advice.
I am busy. No, I
yes, everyone.
I take
every Indian is busy with his own affair, and he'll come and advise.
Yeah.
That's advice gratis. Yeah. But he will not do himself.
No, but there are various...
No, this is going... I have got full experience.
Yeah, yes, of
course. But the Indians, they will come and give some advice and go have a far daughter's marriage. Yeah. That's all.
But there are various types of Indians.
That type of 99%.
Just like 99% of us become lazy when we come to India.
You'll advise, but you'll never do it. That is why. Elephants dance, and we see. This is Indian policy. These white elephants, they'll come and see, and dance, and he'll see. And you are busy with your daughter's marriage, that's all. Main vairagya vidya. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti. Nobody can become a bhakta unless he has disgusted with material. I shall do this, I shall do that. He will never do it, bhakti.
He has to do it still.
That is not possible. Before leaving my family life, I wanted to get my own sons and daughters married. But some of them disagreed, some of them... my wife disagreed. Then they go to hell, I don't know. Time is up. Never mind, you're married or not married. Don't see your own business. I are you, then we'll take care of the marriage of your daughter. Suppose you die, then we'll take care.
God who's given birth.
Then why don't you do that now? God will take care. It is called, my Guru Maharaj used to say, civil suicide. Civil suicide. It's like if you commit suicide, there is criminal. And this is voluntarily committing suicide. Now I am dead. Whatever you like to do. So we have to commit civil suicide. If we are actually attached to Krishna. Sarva-dharma anpura. That is griha-dharma. But Krishna says, give us that. But that attachment is there. I do not think, suppose I die immediately, you will take care of my daughter. At that time we say God, and why not now?
That feeling of attachment one has to give up.
Yes.
Or gradually give up.
That we cannot do because the attachment is there. That is the symptom.
Sankirtan would help give up the attachment.
Yes. Therefore, wherever you stay, chant Hare. That will help. Thaka apana kaya. Chant Hare Krishna. Die for the daughter's marriage, that will help. Sanjata, it will be mid-side.
Civil suicide is a good
that is
thought.
Only. Oh, Dr. Sanjata.
I asked him very well, and he said that you are on the roof.
Yeah. पोका भी मिटता है, ये समुद्र जो है ना वो उसका तूफान चलेगा, कोई सोचता है ये तूफान बंद हो जाए तब हम नाव चलाएंगे, जो संभव है
प्रकृति है वो चलेगा।
You agreed, huh? A pathologist is coming.
Yeah, I am going.
Where?
Within 4 days.
That you go, find out what is, and then communicate with you.
You ask me to stay at least.
But you must stay. If you don't stay, you can't stay. Well, I have got no power to keep you tight here. If you, well, stay well and good. If you can't even, well, I will try our best to inform you what should be done, in 4 days.
Then God do whatever he
does. God may be doing to us. But whatever it is,
whatever is there, let it remain. They also require some center.
You know, we want to find out whether there is deficiency of nutrients in you, whether you are getting swelling, or whether you do weakness of the heart, and there are various reasons by which you get the swelling of the leg, you know. We must find it out by biochemical examination of the internal fluids, such as the blood, urine and stool, and put you on the right information. Now, if you follow or not is your own spiritual self.
Nartasya chagadamudanna samajyato no balasya neha pitaro saranang nishing na artasya cha agada tavattanu vritang tadupekshitana. Krishna neglects somebody, then these things will not help.
Is it Krishna never neglects anybody? You have told once so. It is we, our own actions, which we, I mean, get the reap the fruits. If you walk too much, then you get tired. If you sit down, you do not. If you walk, then you get the swelling of the legs, sir. Eh? So it is not Krishna. I mean, this is your own saying, huh? I am not manufacturing my own arguments.
There is no guarantee. But
there is.
We may try.
This is a play of Maya that we all know. But so long as we are in Maya, we have to play our part, isn't it?
But it is. Suppose you send a pathologist.
No, I am going to bring pathologist myself.
He'll check blood, he'll check this, he'll check that. That is another trouble.
No, but why should you have a minus on blood? Why should you have minus on whose blood is it? This is your own argument, sir. I'm very sorry. Nothing is ours. The body is not ours.
When you take blood,
what of that?
But I feel.
How you feel? You are a soul. The body feels. You do not feel. We are talking about the philosophy.
I'm not a liberated person.
No, you are liberated, so we are following you. There are many others, otherwise we would not have come behind you. So, sir, that is not right. And I think I have got a right to prevail upon you. Have I or have I not? Tell me that, or I'll run away back again. It's not full. Who knows? We may be related in past birth. But that is how I come.
That's right. That's
See, you see, we must know exactly what is happening. I mean, after all, science is the same with the Ayurvedic or allopathic or any. Science is the, I mean, advancement of man's, evolution of the man's understanding about things.
Some medicine. But what is that medicine? I take some Ayurvedic.
No, you do take. We don't say no. You don't take any medicine. You know exactly where you stand, as the modern science explains us.
didn't believe that I didn't.
Well, he may not come across the truth immediately, but that is his aim.
Now I'm feeling some.
Sit down, please. Sit down.
Why is that sitting there?
नीचे जाएंगे अब हम गो डाउन
अरे नाम ही वो केवल कलो नास्ते नास्ते
We have also gas company tanks. It's in Baikala. You have bigger tanks here of the petroleum companies. Mm-hmm. Huge tanks, petroleum store tanks.
When I was in Northern Ireland preaching, they blew it up, the gas tank.
Oh?
By bomb. So they blew the whole gas tank up.
Where?
In Northern Ireland, Belfast.
Those terrorists.
It's coming now.
The other seat got taken away, Srila Prabhupada, for cleaning. What? For cleaning. For making it cleaner.
We can get mattresses from your room and a pillow if you'd like to sit down.
No, this is all.
Only tired feel.
Or maybe due to poverty of heart. Accept, or it may be due to some inaction on the part of the kidney, or some collection of some obnoxious substances in the blood. That is why we must have an analysis then. So that on a right understanding we can advise you to do. Anyone can get the acidity in Vrindavan or anywhere.
Then you stay here, you are completely gone, without anything. You are not prepared to... You see, we listen to
as
you.
As soon as this building is ours.
You, we listen to you, but you don't listen to us. It is a misfortune of ours. Huh?
That is an encryption.
So many engagements. Now actually I've got engagement in Bhuvaneswar.
And you are going to finish after 15 days, no?
Allahabad, then Mayapur, then Vrindavan, then Bombay.
So to make you fit to go round, you must do something, you know? It's very logical.
Any wise man foolish.
So let found be wise and for the penny foolish. See, if you put you on the right path, then you may not break down while you're undergoing all this trouble. At least for 4 or 5 days. We don't want to do more. In one day we will find out how to proceed with you. I don't mean medicine, but even advice. Food, this, that, other things. If you get with the medicine, well, all medicines are, synthetics. They are not produced from animals. Many
have many birds in Bhubaneswar? Are there many birds in Bhubaneswar?
There are the nice trees. There will be love.
Giriraj is asking, he thinks there's more birds in Bombay than in Bhubaneswar. Giriraj is, Prabhu is stating there's more birds in Bombay.
There are more crows in Bombay than any other place.
And that...
there is more filth here for the crows to clean.
So Prabhupada should go then?
No, you see, if the good people are there, you know, the filth disappears.
That's what the Shastra says. The sun dries up urine in a filthy place.
So you must be here. Now another argument, I will give you the answer.
Yes, but there's also urine in Bhubaneswar.
So next one, you are going to have any plan for making a temple?
What is my plan? There is only there. To print works and construct them. Throughout the whole world, this plan is going on. 50% construction, 50% print books. Whatever I get money, I do it. I am the same beggar. Either it comes 10 lakhs or 50 lakhs, 10 crores.
Actually, you are considering this body to be I. Achedyo ayama dahiyo lidya
shosheyo cha. No, there is no.
And then you come down to body consciousness and talk to us. We want you to talk from higher consciousness.
Oh, yeah, I am no higher consciousness.
Then talk from the lower consciousness, still lower.
Why is it?
Let us go out and make a business in the stock market.
I'm doing business. I'm selling.
Stock exchange, why not? It is very easy.
I'm selling.
The Wall Street operation.
They are all engaged in doing business.
Oh. Abhi wanted a businessman to come.
I am doing business.
Prabhupada ki mafi duniya mein koi businessman hai.
Ye to baniya hai. Baniya is a sweet oil tongue fellow.
इतना बड़ा बिजनेसमैन है वर्ल्ड का बिजनेसमैन सब फेल हो गया
वी कैन स्टिल मेक अ बिजनेस बिजनेस इन वॉल स्ट्रीट और दलाल स्ट्रीट हियर इन बॉम्बे
यू आर क्रिटिसाइजिंग द बनिया द बनिया इज क्रिटिसाइज द डॉक्टर
यू क्रिटिसाइज द डॉक्टर क्रिटिसाइज यू दे से
नॉल जल जचरी तीन नियत डॉक्टर
नॉल जल
Jachari.
Jachari means?
Cheating.
Oh, cheating. No, but you see, in our Shastra...
No, no,
no.
Three things chahiye unko. Ek to nal chahiye.
Jachari.
Or...
Pani.
Pani. Lal lil pani. Or all cheating words.
But according to our Shastra...
No, this is according to Baniya. The doctor is calculated.
Baniya is right in that way. Baniya is right.
Our Bangladesh bolta hai je nal jal jachri tin niye doctor
in Bengali.
But in Bengal in village there are many quacks. No, everywhere.
Yeah.
So what their business? Nal jal jachri tin niye
In Mahabharata, in Vidur Niti, Vidur has mentioned that if doctor should not be trusted, should not be allowed to come in the house. I am reading presently that part of Mahabharata. Why? Because they must be right from the beginning. In older times also, they must be of the same type. The type never.
Another place, Vaishnav says, either he is businessman or doctor. Anyone. They're all mad. Pishachi paile jano moti channa hai. Mayagrasta jiver sahi dasa upar. Jaisa koi aadmi ko bhoot pakad leta hai. Ghostly haunted. And he talks all nonsense. Similarly, anyone who is in the material condition, he is a ghosted, ghost-haunted man. So he can talk anything, all nonsense. This is applicable to everyone. Anyone who has got this material body, he is ghostly haunted. Therefore, we are explaining that verse. The first treatment is how to get out of the clutches of this ghost which has attacked everyone. So ghostly haunted man, is himself a victim of the ghost. How he can treat other men who is also haunted by the ghost? This is the position. One may say, I am haunted by better ghosts. That may be. But every one of us is ghostly haunted. And Shastra says that this is treatment. Tapasya. Tapah Vidvam. Dasmas Satta Suddhe Satya. Satta, our existence is polluted. The first begin and born. Skin and born will continue so long I'm in the material condition of life. Either bird skin, this guy who was talking of evolution, this guy. What? Yes, this disease of skin and bone will continue. Because the spirit soul is not the bone and skin. The Darwin's theory, he is putting that the bone is changing. The bone is not changing. You get different bones in different life. I am changing my position. I am going from one apartment to another apartment. The apartment not changing. I am changing apartment. That is the difference between Darwin's theory and our theory. They are thinking the apartment is becoming another apartment. No. The apartments are already there. I am entering different apartments as I can pay for it. That is karma. According to my karma, I am sometimes residing in one apartment, in another apartment. This is going on. Darwin's theory, the apartment is changing. That's not the fact. Fact is, I am living entity. Tatha deha, Krishna also said, tatha dehantara, apartment anta. Spirit soul is the same. There is no change. That is spirit, all of it. But according to his karma, he is going from this apartment or this body, tathādehaṁ. That is the main point with the modern science and our Vedic knowledge. That is the main difference. They have no idea of the existence of the soul. And therefore say, we are trying to make. And this askeldom is going on. Now you cannot make soul. That is not possible. You cannot do anything. You cannot make even the body for the speak of the soul.
Sir, modern scientists don't say that we can make the soul.
soul is permanent and ever immanent.
There. No, this rascal says we some can create.
This rascal does
so that rascal, number of that rascal is more. Because they are saying, bluffing, that now you shall create chemicals. We are trying. This is why. That is just this morning you are saying.
That is the theory of these people. Communists. Materialism.
Not a single soul has been created till now. At least rascals are claiming that there's a... And they're scientists. We have to accept them scientists. This is... Not only that, one gentleman, one big doctor in chemistry has got Nobel Prize. He came to California, and our doctor, Sarup Damodar, he was in the also California University, he is also doctor of chemicals. So he was speaking of the chemical evolution. So he is my student, he challenged me that if I give you chemicals, can you super life? That I cannot say.
Even a living cell cannot emit life. Even a living cell of tree or say of a leaf.
It was in a meeting when Sarup Damodar challenged him. Suppose I give you the chemical, life chemical, can you prepare a life? Then he said, that I cannot say. Why? Why do you say not
that? Sir, that definition of life is very bigger. They say that life is a chemical imbalance, a state of chemical imbalance. That is wrong. Life is something other than
that. These chemists, they are predominating. So, how it is possible to take their parts? Simple Vatsan of Vaishnava. You shall see my ille jana moti channa hoy. Maya dosta jivari sahi dhaka. But here, we want some Englishmen. we want Englishmen, Australian, Canadian, because they have no visa problem.
And no, America will have no visa problem very soon. They have no visa problem very soon. Why? There is no question why. Do you understand it?
No. So, the visa problem is a great problem for us, because in India, for conducting our movement, we have to import the white men. Our Indians, they are not joining. So that is a great problem for me. They have to come and they have to go again. And each time, coming and going, 10,000. And that is happening at least for 100 cases every year. 10,000, 100 times. Just imagine. This is my economic plan. Therefore I am asking, if you are an Englishman, please stay. Because here in India, they will see that the white man dancing, let us see. They will never join. They are busy with their own affairs. They will advise, do this, do that, but they will never come. This is my practice. Therefore I am begging the Englishman, the Canadian, the Australian, please come and stay, because huge establishment will manage. and managing with them, but there is economic question. For each person I have to spend 10,000 rupees at least, and such 100 pesos. This is the position. And Indians are not interested.
You are firing everyone. So
what can
they run away?
This is real position.
Only I am a fool not running away. In the right thought, you say, Mudad, you rascal.
Everyone may be a fool, but he continues to remain a fool. That is what
he is. A fool is a fool always. He cannot change himself so quickly that.
More or less, every one of us, we are fools. Murha. You translate it Murha. Namang duskitanam Murha. Parpadanti, Naratma. Yes, just like anything. Pranahang disata kula, chipami, adasam, lugin. So anyone who is not taking to Krishna consciousness, he is within these categories. Duskitina, Naradhama, Mura, Maya, Aparikatyana, Asuri, Bhavana. This Krishna consciousness is Indian movement. But Namang Duskijana Murha Prabhupada Naram. They are not taking seriously. That is it. It is our movement. Krishna came in India. And because India is so glorified place. Punnabhumi, even the demigods, they desire. Not India, this planet, Bharatvarsha. Normally the whole Bharatvarsha means whole planet. Anyway, at for this time it is now minimized. So it is not ordinary man. So our man, they are not interested in such great movement. How much degradable? And who are they? The Krishna says, Namāna prabhadante mūrā duṣkṛtīnā. If you speak the truth, then you take the quotation of Krishna. Now every Indian should take part in this great movement. Every Indian. That is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. Bharat bhumite manusya janma hailo ja. Janma sarthak kari karo paropokar. It is paropokar. India's business is paropokar. India's business is not exploitation. That is India. And paropokar means not that daridranaran bhojan. No. Paropokar means to give him knowledge for want of which he is suffering. That is real. Mamai vāṅsa jīva bhūta jīva loke sanātā manas hastāni indriyāni prakriti sthāni karsa. This is his real suffering. He is part and parcel of God. Qualitatively he is as good as God. But he is suffering. Why is he suffering? Manas hastāni indriyāni prakriti sthāni karsa. He has come to this material world, prakriti, and on mental concoction, he is creating his plan and struggling for it. This is real suffering. The Krishna consciousness movement means to save him from real suffering. That is, Indians should take it very seriously and join this movement. And paropakar, people need it all over the world. Otherwise, why these young boys, they have joined me? They are finding something, relief by this movement. Otherwise, what business he has got to join with an Indian poor Indian. I went to their country, 40 rupees. So they are finding something, relief. And actually it is relief. So our Indians are not interested. India is supposed to be the, what is called, benefactor, aren't we?
Deva-bhumi.
Bharat bhumi te manusya janma haiya ya janma sarthak kari karo paropoka. But this knowledge is here.
So they came. So they came and we are there in the knowledge already. Apan mandi ma jayenge tha.
Time ho gaya. You can sit down here. No?
I feel this is important.
All right. सब भारतवासी यंग मैन जितने हैं कभी मूवमेंट को लीजिए सीरियसली. इट इज नॉट ऑर्डिनरी मूवमेंट, ये चीटिंग मूवमेंट नहीं है. दिस इज रियल मूवमेंट. कृष्णा, व्हाट कृष्णा इज स्पीकिंग और चैतन्य महाप्रभु स्पीकिंग, दैट इज नॉट चीटिंग. It is real solution of the problem. So we have taken the business of Krishna to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So every intelligent person, intelligent young man, now we have got everywhere, but especially now in Bombay, it's an important city, we have constructed this. We can keep at least 500, 600 men in this building. But who is coming? Nobody is coming.
If they all come, it will be difficult for you to
support. Let them come first of all.
500 men, these people are difficult to make.
There is no if. There is sufficient place. Come. But nobody is coming. They want to see, let this white man come and you see. You see the fun. This is it. They are coming. They are disgusted. But we are not disgusted. That is it. Therefore I was speaking to this boy, your English friend, your country. It's a problem. Now in Mahapur, here, and the government is after them. As soon as 3 months pass, get out, get out, get out, get out. Then how shall I conduct my business? A big, big establishment. This is another problem. But Krishna is doing his own business. But practically saying, this is India's business. Bharat bhumite manusya janma, manusya janma, not the cats and dogs, but those who have taken the human form. It is their business. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharat bhumite manusya janma haila jaa. Janma's heart, first of all, make your life successful by understanding the philosophy. Then, janma's heart, kari, karu paropa. Praise this philosophy all over the world. That is paropa. Actually, that is being done. They understand. They are understanding this philosophy. There is struggle now. In foreign countries, there is opposition now. We'll explain about the opposition.
Today we just got a new package from New York, from this boy. And some of the parents were charging that we were kidnapping and mentally imprisoning their children by making them devotees. because from their point of view, their children were lost, our movement. So
he's a lost child. His father and mother came to meet Calcutta. And mother was crying. I said, so they take your son. And the son will not go.
You are washing away their brains.
So they are charging like, what is the new charge?
Brainwashing.
Oh. They are saying mind control.
Mind
control. Yeah.
But now, all
but anyway, in this...
So many, all the big scholars in America, all the big famous scholars, they have put together one petition saying how authorized our Krishna consciousness movement are. And they're all willing to come forward now if any time they want some papers in the courtroom to show how bona fide our movement is, how we're actually not brainwashers and mind controllers. All these scholars in America, they have pledged their support.
Meeting of four big scholars at Harvard University. It's like the Oxford of America. And one famous theologian named Cox. And Kirtananda Swami. Yes. His books are very famous. And they have brought up this issue of freedom of religion, that this is a bona fide religious movement and we should have freedom to worship. Then there's also a letter from a member of the World Fellowship of Religion. And he is also saying that he takes this very seriously and very grave that such a bona fide movement is not being allowed to practice their religion freely. And then there's one, I think, Professor Sharma at one American university. And he is...
Sharma or Shukla?
No. Another one, not okay. Shukla. And this Sharma is saying that he has personal experience that this is a bona fide movement and that the American public in general may not know, but A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami is one of the renowned writers of translations of Vedic, translations and commentaries of Vedic literature. And...
filling oil.
Yes.
And then Adi Keshava Maharaj is going with the Swami. There's Chandra Swami. He's going with Adi Keshava Maharaj to meet the new president of the United States on January 27th.
He's going to see?
Yes, Jimmy Carter, who will, on January 20th, he will become the next president. So Adi Keshava Maharaj and this one Indian sannyasi, they're going to make a representation to the new president.
Who is that?
Chandra Swami.
Huh?
His name is Chandra Swami. Chandra
Swami?
He's a young man.
So
he's a young man.
He must be Mahabadi.
I'm sure he is.
He's taking advantage of it. He's a Mahabadi.
He's a man who is following tantric.
So what is this nonsense? This should not be. This is not happening. He's taking advantage of it.
He's also directly associated with the Prime Minister. This young man. Chandra Swami.
This Prime Minister is the greatest Mayavadi.
Yeah.
He is man.
We are also.
Maya Apurita Jnana. Mayavadi means Maya has taken his knowledge. Maya, who is the Gyan? 99% are Maya.
Swamiji, what about those missionaries who are working in India, who are coming from abroad, and they are actually exploiting, if they put us a charge against our institution,
Well, we can definitely say that we are motivating the intellect to take him to the higher stage of life. Here, the missionaries who come, they go in the backward areas. And those who are not learned, those who are practically uneducated, I mean, their mission is to convert them in Christianity. You see, that charge is rather more grave than the particular one which they have leveled against us. You see, we can put that argument, isn't it? How many Hindus are converted into Christianity? We are not converting them. We are just...
Our case is not that. We are going to convert one Hindu to Christian or Christian. There is no meaning. Our is sarvadharman purityaja. Even if you are Hindu, even if you are Muslim, you are Christian, kick it.
Yeah.
That is our move. We do not advocate that you are Christian, you become Hindu. Or you are Hindu, you become... They are taking like that.
Yeah.
But our movement is not that.
That's what I say.
Our movement is either you are Hindu, either you are Muslim, either you are Christian, you kick out all this. Sarvadharman paritya. Simply, you become surrender to Krishna or God. This is all. And anyone who can do that, he is first-class religious. Savai bhaṁsāṁ paro dharma, jato bhakti radhokhaja. Adhokhaja, God's name is adhokhaja. You cannot see him beyond your material perception. So, if you are trained up to surrender to God, then you are religious. We do not say that you become Hindu or Muslim or Christian or this or that. We do not say.
But all Christians truly are, Hindus. The Christ...
Either he become Hindu. That does not mean Hindus are perfect. We do not mean that. Even if he becomes Hindu, so what is the benefit? No benefit.
Even if he becomes a Christian, there is no benefit.
I say any religious stamp, material, there is no benefit. Therefore Krishna says, sarva-dharmān paritaj. You have to give up all this designation. And bhakti, love of Godhead, or service to God begins when you are relieved from this designation. Sarva-pādhi vinin muktam, tat-paratina nirmala. When becoming God-conscious, you become completely purified. Then your devotional life begins. And so long you are entangled with this designation, there is no question of devotional service. Either you Hindu or Muslim or Christian, it doesn't matter. So our business is not that we convert a Hindu to a Christian or a Christian to a Hindu. That is not our business. They are thinking, because they dress like that, with tilak, with mala, they think Hindu. But it's not our business to convert the Christian to become Hindu, as all other missionaries they are doing. They are trying to increasing the number of Christian or Hindu. There is no question of increasing. It is very difficult to accept. Manushanam sahasresu kaschit jatati siddhar jatatama visidhyanam kaschit virtimantam. Krishna consciousness is not so easy. Out of millions and millions of persons, one becomes perfect. And out of millions of perfect, one may understand Krishna. That is the person of Krishna. So Krishna consciousness is not so easy that everyone and each one always becomes Krishna. It is very difficult. But by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by this Hare Krishna mantra, this is helping. Otherwise, it is very difficult. Very difficult. It is recommended in the Shastra. Kirtanadeva Krishna sa mukta sangha parampaje.
simply the Kali Yuga. Kalo dosa nidhe raja asti eka mahana guna. This is the Bharshana Sukadeva Goswami. He describes the faulty ocean of this Kali Yuga, and he at last he encouraged the Maharaj. There is one opportunity in this age. Kalo dosa nidhe raja asti hi eka mahana guna. Very great opportunity. What is that? Kitna deva Krishna sa, simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, Mukta Sangha Paramahansa, he becomes liberated and he goes back home. So this opportunity we are preaching. That's it. Otherwise, to understand Krishna is not so easy. This opportunity, Kitna deva Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also recommends. Harinnāma, yuva-keva, kalau-nāsriva. Otherwise, in this age, very difficult.
During the Kumbh Mela, we are having our Anakshetra to serve the director sadhu. We already started our camp on 21st December. It will last up to 10th of February. If Maharashtri and all other devotees, we can definitely offer free arrangements over there because we have got the best camp. We have got the best camp.
So why should we spend for our camp?
So, you see, we are just on the bed of the river, far away from the mela, which is about 3-4. These are our ashrams at various places, you know.
What is this philosophy? What is the philosophy?
Philosophy is a Vedant, Adi Shankaracharya.
You recognize Krishna?
Yes, sir. This was, he was our guru. We have published a book from the Calcutta University. So just take care of my leave the book for you.
This is for me. Let us discuss. What is Vedanta philosophy? Let us discuss. You belong to this camp. So what is Vedanta?
Adi Shankaracharya is preaching. Actually, defining God as what he thought.
That it is what is the meaning. Everyone can think of God according to his meaning. You say, as he thought.
As he thought.
That is not standard.
So, you know, what he describes.
Now, first of all, let us say, if you think of God in your own way, is that valid or not?
Because he has given a thought to it, you know, he has thought about it.
Anything must be the first-class thought. But do you think that any man can think of God and create God? Do you think it is all right?
Well, we are guided by those who have given a thought to it and who have meditated, actually.
Yeah. You say that as he thought. So God is unlimited.
Right.
And you are limited. So how you can think of God?
See, I'll just quote one of his stanzas, which reveals... I understand your point of view, but I'm just, to your holiness, in the last stanza of his Advaita philosophy, he says, Aham nirvikalpo nirakara rupo Vibhur Vapya Sarvatra Sarvendriyani Sadame Samatva.
Who says aham?
Shankaracharya.
That means a person is thinking of God. So that is my point. Whether an individual person can think of God and ascertain that here is God.
He comes to that particular conclusion, Your Holiness. He comes, he says that I'm nirvikalpo nirakar rupo.
Sir, nirakar. If you are speaking, then how he can become nirakar?
He actually defines how what prevails in the universe. What is that element which governs us?
Let's discuss on the point.
Yeah.
As you say, that I think and I speak. So when you speak, when you think, whether you are nirakar or akar.
He defines ultimately after all thinking.
He
has come to
you,
that conclusion.
I'm asking you that when you think, when you, what is that other sentence?
Speak.
Speak. So, can anybody who is nirakar, he can think and speak? Is there any experience? So what is the use of talking like that?
Thinking is done by the mind, and mind is not soul.
So, now, whatever it may be, suppose if I think, if I speak, I am akar. I am not nirakar. And that is for everyone.
But what is that? What is that everyone?
What it may be, first to the, come to the platform of understanding. As soon as I think, I speak. This speaking and thinking is not coming from nirakar.
But what is that I?
I means, what do you mean by I? I am person, you are person.
Yeah.
When I say, you say, that we are person.
Yeah.
So how we can say nirakar? Must be common knowledge. When I say I speak, there is no nirakar. How it can be nirakar? It is contradictory.
It is not contradictory,
Yes, it is contradictory. Unless you have got a personality, you cannot speak, you cannot think. So how it is nirakar? That is my first point. Krishna says, Aham, I his person. We worship Krishna as person. He says, Aham, Adi Sivana, that Aham is person. We are accepting Krishna as person because he says, Aham, Adi Sivana, Aham Sarvasa Prabhava, Matta Sarvam Prabhattati, Iti Matya Bhajante Ma. Buddha Bhava Samadhi is person. Krishna never said that I am in the Nirakar. Where he has said? Can you quote any verse? When he says Nirakar, he says like this, Maya tatamidam sadvam. Maya, by me, tatamidam sadvam, everywhere, by my energy. Just like the sun god is within the sun glow. His bodily luster is coming. The sun god can say, the sun shines is my bodily exposition. That is reasonable. Just like a big light, it has got exposition. Similarly, and that is confirmed in the Shastra, jasya prabha prabhavatu, jasya, the person, jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti, koti su asesa vasudhati vibhuti bhinnam, tad brahma niskala manan, asesa bhutam govindam, adipurusam. So, when Krishna says, Maya tatamidam. Maya means I am there, but I is existing. That I person is existing. That's why if I say that it is I who has expanded, I am expanded all over the world by this Hare Krishna mode. That's a fact. But that doesn't mean I am not a person. If I say that I am this Hare Krishna movement means I am spread. by this spreading this movement. That's a fact. But does it mean that I'm impersonal? That is Krishna saying, maya tatam idam dhatmam, jagat abhakta murtina abhakta. Same example can be given, that in my all my branches, 110 branches, they worship me as their guru. Masthani sarvabhutani. Everything is existing on my management. Naham tesu avasthita. But I am not. It is a fact. All these 110 branches, they are going on under my direction. But not that I am present everywhere. But that does not mean I am not a person. So, the supreme manager, the supreme controller, how he can be nirakha? That is my first question.
He means to say, sir, that the maya akar is not there, but the divya akar is there, as we say.
No,
I don't understand.
Nirakar is there. So far, his management power is going on. That is nirakha. But that nirakha does not mean that I am also nirakha. That is the defect. The Supreme Person, it is confirmed by this Shastra, the absolute truth is person, ultimate. Vadanti tat tattavidas tatyam jad jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabda. So those who are simply captivated by the Brahma, Nirakar, they are in the, just in the beginning of knowledge. The knowledge is not perfect. That is not Vedanta. That is knowledge, but it is not Anta. And Vedanta means the ultimate knowledge. And that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Veda is the sadvai ahameva veda. If one does not know Krishna, he is not a Vedanta. That is my point. He does not know what is Vedanta. The Veda anta means Krishna. Anta means the last word. The last word is brahmeti, paramatmeti, bhagavaniti sabdati. The Bhagavan. Unless one goes to the Supreme Lord, Bhagavan, Krishna, he's not a Vedanta. That is my point. Veda means knowledge.
Sir, Sankaracharya also says, Madhugovindam, Madhugovindam.
Well, that's all right. One who says, we are studying from our common sense. Veda means knowledge.
Yes. And end of knowledge is...
And anta means the last. And Krishna says, And Krishna says, Veda is the sadvai, aham eva vedyam. So unless you know Krishna, there is no question of Vedanta. There may be Veda.
Knowledge.
Knowledge. But that is not the ultimate knowledge. The ultimate knowledge will come when you surrender to Krishna. That is said in Bhagavad. Bhavanam janmanam. Therefore, all these so-called Vedantis, they will have to wait for many millions of years to understand Krishna. That is the position. Bhunam janmanam. If he is actually in knowledge, bhunam janmanamante jnanavan manga prapadvai. That is the sign. Vasudeva sarvavidhi. Sudhulya. That is one. So Vedanti, so-called Vedantis, we do not approve them because they have not come to the ultimate point of knowledge. This is clear. Veda means knowledge. Anta. Anta means the last point. So that, unless you come to that last point of knowledge, that is not Vedanta. That may be Veda. And it is not Vedanta. Vedanta means Mang Prabhupada. Now, whether you approve this statement, Vedanta means to know no Krishna. Vedaishta sadbhai, ahamiva be. Vedanta krit, Vedanta dvicha aham.
I am the mimic.
Yes, he is. So he can speak what is Vedanta. And unless one accepts this Vedanta, he is not Vedanta. Therefore, some of our Vaishnava friends, they have given me this title, Bhakti Vedanta. In 1947, they purposefully gave me the title that Vedanta means Bhakti. You take this title, Bhakti Vedanta. And we are preaching this Vedanta. There is an ultimate platform of Veda knowledge is to understand Krishna. Vasudeva sarvami aham madhiri deva aham sarvasya prabhu matta sarvam prabhu. Matta Paradaranganya Kinchijasti Nanamjaya. So his person, he's speaking. So not that the Mahavadi they take the Paratattva is the Nirakar Brahma. But that is not Paratattva. Yes, the person says, Matta Paradaranganya Kinchijasti Nanamjaya. So if you have to accept Krishna as the supreme authority, then Vedanta means, he says also, to know Krishna. Otherwise it is not anta, it may be middle, it may be beginning, but not anta.
Sir, Sankaracharya has made so many ashtaks for this bhakti, and I mean the followers don't...
And I am talking of Krishna. There are many other talkers. We are concerned, we are because we... Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means whatever Krishna says, we accept it. That is our feeling. We may be fools and rascals, doesn't matter. But we accept what Krishna says. That's it. Like a child, well, he's a child, he may be a fool. But when the father says, my dear child, this is called microphone. And if the child says, this is microphone, that is correct. Because he takes the word of father who knows things. He may be child. So our business is like that. We don't claim ourselves to be very learned, very advanced. We are fools and that. Open order. How can I become guru? One may say, I am not so learned, I am not so... No, you haven't got to bother. Still you can become good. How? Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. You simply repeat what Krishna has said, then you become that. So our business is that. We are guru, not that because we are very learned, so-called Vedantis, no. We are rest of the rest. But we are faithful to the words of Krishna. That's it. We have no other business. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has ordered, Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna. But very easy. And that is being effective. Now because I am carrying these words of Krishna throughout the whole world, Parasa have done the best service than the combined Somas Vedantis. All the Vedantists of India could not do that. That's a fact. How it has become possible? Because we are simply speaking what Krishna has spoken. That's it. Jare dakho tare kaho. I do not claim that I am Sanskrit scholar, I am this big man, that man, no. Whatever books I have written, only about this, Krishna. In our book, in the free page you will find Krishna, Krishna. My Guru Maharaj, we used to write some article, say we wanted to show him how it has become. So he was very busy, so somebody read. And Guru Maharaj would say, how many times he has said Krishna? If he finds in every page there is Krishna, it is all right. That's all. So we are making Vedantis. How many times he chants Krishna? If he chants always Krishna, yes, he is Vedant. That's past.
Easy again.
Because Shastra says, Kittanareva Krishnatsa Mukta Sangha Param. That is being effective. These boys, their forefathers, or their father, they never knew what is Krishna. But Kittanareva Krishnatsa Mukta Sangha Param. That is actually unless there is Krishna consciousness, there is no question of Vedanta. That is my point. Krishna naam to bolna hi hai.
Krishna bolo, dusra mat.
Kirtaniya sada. का नाम सबसे बोल तो आप लोग हम लोग को थोड़ा सहाय कीजिए कृष्ण नाम प्रचार करने के लिए. दैट इज रियल विदा. Vedanta says also, if you actually read Vedanta, what is the beginning of Vedanta? Boliye. What is the beginning?
Ishavasyamidam
sarvam.
Right, this is not
Vedanta. This is Ishavasyamidam. Janmadasya. Janmadasya tataha. Athatha
brahma
jigyasa. This is Vedanta. Yes, that is Vedanta. Brahma sutra. This is Vedanta. So this life is meant for Vedanta. Athata Brahma Jigyasa. And what is Brahma? Janmatasya Gata. Brahma means the supreme source of everything. And Krishna replies, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Then Vedanta. I'm inquiring, what is the ultimate source of everything? And he has the answer. If you don't believe, there is another thing. You go on talking like anything. There is another thing. The answer is there. Aham adi devana. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Matta sarvam prabhattati. Vasudeva sarvam iti. Sa mahatma. So you have to go such Mahatma who knows Vasudeva Sarva. Then it will be allowed. If we want to waste time, that is another thing. am very glad to see you. So I wish that you may spread, yell Vedanta. That is essence of Veda. Vedanta means essence of Veda. Veda is the sarpa yaham. Light is, of course, there is light in the sunshine, and there is light in the sun glow. But the source of light is coming from the sun god. It's like electric bulb, 1,000 power. So the illumination is also light. And the source of illumination, the bulb, that is also light. And what is that filament within? That is also light. But what is the anto-light, the filament? Not this illumination. Similarly, Krishna is the original source. Jasya prabha prabhavata, it is confirmed in Brahma Samhita. So, Brahma knowledge is partial Krishna knowledge. Paramatma knowledge, partial Krishna knowledge. And Krishna knowledge is perfect. So, partial knowledge is also knowledge, but Vedanta means full knowledge. So, unless you come to that point, it is not Vedanta. The another example is, just like from a distant place, you see one mountain. You see just like something cloud. It is not cloud. It is the mountain, but because you are seeing from a distant place, you see it is something cloud. If you go a little further, you'll see something green. And when you actually go to the mountain, you'll find so many trees, so many living entities, so many people, varieties. The same mountain, absolute knowledge, Advaigya. Tattva-gyan. If we accept Tattva-gyan from distant place, it is Brahma. If you receive the Tattva still nearer, then it is Paramatma. Ishara Sabhabhutanam Vidyesha. And when you go directly to the person, just like you are talking face to, that is possible. And that possibility, Krishna comes to show us. There is indicated by Sukadeva Goswami that Ittham Brahma Sukhanubhutya Dasangatanang Paradaivatena Maya Sitanang Nardarakena Sadhang Vijarhu Kritapunna Punya. When Krishna was playing with his cowherd boy's friend, so Sukadeva Goswami says, who are these boys who are playing with Krishna? Who is the source of Brahma Sukha? Brahma Sukhanubhutya. These boys are playing with another boy known as Krishna. He is the source of Brahma Sukhanubhuti. Dasangatanam Paradaivatena. Those who are devotees, for them he is the Supreme Lord. And Maya Sitanam Naradarakena. And those who are under the influence of Maya, they are saying he is an ordinary boy. But whatever he may be, these boys who are playing with him, Sadhanga Bijaru, Kritabanna Punya. after many, many lives, acquisition of pious activities, now he has got this opportunity to play with this soul. The souls of Brahma Sukha. Ittang Brahma Sukhanu Bhutya. They are not playing with ordinary child. He is the soul of Brahma Sukha. This is the statement of Sukhdev Goswami. So, if we come to Krishna, and Krishna is personally presenting himself, that is Vedanta. Otherwise, Bhavanam, Janmanam, we have come to that point. But if we neglect, then it will take many, many births to come to that point. But that is the ultimate. Unless you come to that point to understand Krishna, there is still a scarcity of knowledge. And Krishna says that when there is scarcity of knowledge, then I appear. Yada yada hi dharma sablani bhavati. When the scarcity of knowledge is polluted, not only scarcity, but it is polluted, glani. Jada jada hi dharma sa glani. This is dharma, to come to the perfect knowledge. Human being must come to the perfect knowledge, because this is a boon. Not the cats and dogs can understand. The human being. So when there is glani, they are accepting the preliminary beginning of knowledge as the perfect knowledge. But that is glani. Yada yada hi dharma sa glani bhavati. Paritranam sadhanam vinashaya. These things are there. Dharma sangasthapanam. To establish real religious system. Sambhavan. What is that real religious system? Sarvadharma Paritajya Mami.
Bhagavad Dharma.
No, this is real dharma. Bhagavad Dharma is real. Bhagavan. Bhagavad Dharma means in relationship with Bhagavan. So if you do not know Bhagavan, then what is this knowledge? That is the defect. All dharmas. There may be Christian dharma, Hindu dharma, this dharma, that dharma. Ask anyone of them, do you know Bhagavan? Zero. Nirakar. Khatam. Nirakar means zero. When you come to the right one, zero. No substance. Therefore, they have got this prayer, Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschata Desha. This is going on. Sunnavadi and Nirvishesha. Nirakara. We say, there are so many points. We say, that the Supreme Father, the Christians say. So, how the Supreme Father can be nirakar? They have got experience. My father has akar. His father has got akar. His father has got akar. So if you go to the Supreme Father, then how is nirakar? I may not have seen my great-grandfather, but that doesn't mean he's nirakar. So I may not have seen God, but if God is Supreme Father, how can be nirakar? Boliye aapka isme koi bolne ka hai to bolo.
Lord Jesus Christ, I am the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus Christ, I am the Son of God. He is a person, his father must be a person.
Yes. This is common sense. He is Son of God. If the Son has formed, how the Father has not formed? What do you say? I'm asking you. This English boy. How the Father can be formless? Christ says that he is the Son of God. Is it not?
He said he was.
Yes, but he is a person. So how the Father is in person? What kind of Father?
Sir, instead of calling person, we say he is an individual. Person means the body.
Person means individual.
Individual. So God is an individual, that means.
No, person. God is person. Individual means person. Individual person.
You may think person means body.
Body or nobody, that is separate. But when you say individual, he is a person. And it is explained also in the Bhagavad. Klesha adhikatara stesha abhaktya asakta chintasya. Those who are inclined to the impersonal feature. God has got that impersonal feature. So they have to undergo more troubles to understand. And after going through troublesome business, bhavanam janma, many, many births, then he understands, oh, Vasudhi, yes, person. Everywhere, this disease is very prominent. The God is impersonal. For us, this is the only movement in the world, the preaching, no God is personal.
All Vishnu is given the personal God, this is only.
Yeah. Bring some prasad, just to...
Camp, let your group come and stay in our camp.
No. We have already organized. We have also organized. Yeah. Now, I would have saved this expenditure, but joining your camp. But
there's no question of expenditure. We welcome you and your institution over there. We have an arrangement for about 200 tents, and we have got enough food to offer you, quality food, which you won't find in the whole of the Kumbh Mela, because originally,
but suppose if we speak in this way, then he will not agree. Real food is finished. Only puri kachori rahi.
We'll have more real food when you come over there.
No, if you do not object or preaching like that, then I can go.
Yeah, definitely. We have nothing against
whether your Swamiji will like that.
No, of course. Because actually there is nothing against your preaching. Otherwise I would not have come.
That is, this is a contradictory. We say God is person and you say Niraka. That is the difference. Why God should be Niraka?
Ultimately it is the...
Ultimately you say Niraka. We say ultimately Aka. That is the difference. Gulf of difference. That is going on.
Yeah.
We shall what say Radha Krishna there. We shall arati, just like we are doing in the temple. Perhaps your Swamiji will not like this. And as soon as there is some contradiction,
our main aim at Kumbh Mela is to feed the Virakta Sadhus who come from Himalayas, because mainly since last 150 years this institution is serving them at Haridwar and Kumbh Prayag. They don't walk down to Ujjain or Nashik. Mainly they come at Haridwar and Allahabad.
Sir, if you kindly give us a camp, but we shall freeze this.
We are at liberty. There is no ban on it. Actually, you see, we as you say, we are serving the humanity directly.
That's but sometimes somebody differs.
Yeah.
That is not very valid.
No, sir. Your Holiness, there is no... We welcome you there. I told Mangala when she came that we are not preaching a particular thing. We are going there to serve the people who come, who are the intellectual.
Spiritual and life.
Yeah, spiritual.
That's nice.
Yeah. And we practically, since many years, our camp is considered as one of the best. From all point of view, hygienic arrangements, food quality, we don't use dalda or anything, we have the pure ghee. There are people who give with heart.
Suppose if we give us one camp, so how many men we can provide?
At least 50 to 100 people we can accommodate.
No.
Or if you want more.
No. One man will not be 50 to so much. Suppose for us, if you spare one camp.
Yeah.
So how many men we can accommodate there? Because
in one tent at least we can accommodate 6 people.
6?
Easily, with a drawing room and 2 bedrooms. Hmm. We have the military tents. On the bed of the river.
They are expected.
14.
Huh?
14.
14.
Why not 15? How many people?
Each tent will accommodate with all sanitary conditions. We have in one tent, which is quite a big one, 6 people easily.
6.
With a drawing and 2 beds.
At least 3 camps we shall require.
3 or 5, whatever. So your number is immaterial.
One to yourself and 3 to us.
Look,
so 4.
I can even reserve for your institution 6, 8, 10. Number is in between.
That's very
good. 5 reserve karo. We don't
number is in between. We have the special boats flying from our camp because what our principle is, our Gurudev and Devji had taught us, away from the Mela, in seclusion. Now there is a bar, what is known as a Munshi bar. And since last 200 years, all the Birakta Sadhus, they reside there because it is away from...
Munshi bar, that is...
Juicy. So, as it is away from Mela, there is no hustle and bustle of the Mela. It's a secluded place. And from there, we ply our own boats. We have about 6, 8 boats that take you for snana. In the early morning at 4 o'clock, we have the snana in the Ganges itself near our camp. Because on the spot. You know, we are in the bed of the river, and this plot is reserved since last 200 years for us, from the government, when the Mela comes, Purnakumbh or Ardhakumbh. And the boats ply from our spot downstream at Prayag and the Sangam. That we take them during the day according to the nakshatra.
If it's away from the Mela, there won't be so much preaching.
People will come to you when they know that you are there. There is no need to go.
We can still have a small place in Mela.
You see, we can. That publicity will go like this. Don't worry about it. When the sun shines, nobody says that the sun has risen. It has risen.
Vedanta's say, but nowhere.
No, we don't.
So you take advantage of it. Krishna is offering this.
You
said?
Yes,
I have. So immediate arrange for this.
I think that's a very good idea.
Theek hai, hum logo dijiye kuch camp.
I will write to our, I'll telephone today and we'll make the arrangement at least
for 5 to 6, 7 tents.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Then it will be very nice.
Yeah.
We are willing to go there.
Yeah.
And we must go there.
Yeah.
It is Kumbh Mela. So if you give us 5 to 6 camps, it will be very nice.
Even up to 10, you don't hesitate for the number.
Thank you. It's so liver.
You know, sir.
You are actually Brahma. Brahma means unlimited.
Virat.
Virat. Brihatyad, Vrihanatyad, iti Brahma. Not only the largest, but increasing. That is Brahma. Brihatyad, Vrihanatyad. I am very much thankful to you. So they arrange immediately. So, if you want to do something, tell me.
Yeah, I will send a message today.
Yes, sir.
And you let me know the date. They will come and receive you either at the Banaras airport or here at the Allahabad station, because it's not far away from Allahabad.
Yes, I know. I was in Allahabad for 13 years.
I know.
Yes. This Kumbh Mela, we are every year.
First of all, you see, we have taken just near Jamuna Bridge. As soon as the pilgrims come from various parts of the country, we have got a...
Jamuna Bridge, there are two bridges.
Just near Jamuna Bridge, there is an institution which belongs to Bombay. And that institution is reserved for us just to give a shelter first to people who come by rail.
Take all these notes.
Transit. Yes. It's
a
transit camp.
Yeah, transit camp.
So much money. Immediately.
I'll come again, don't worry.
Thank you very much.
Prasad Abhidham.
Yeah. This is Prasad.
Actually, you know, Swamiji had stayed over here whenever he used to come. He passed away in 1960.
Who?
Our Swamiji.
Acha.
He passed away, achieved Nirvana in 1960, 14th April. And he was very fond of Jews since 1923, whenever he was coming to Bombay.
Very nice.
Yeah. But now the Jew has lost his charm. I'm talking about 1923 up to 45. And he used to go deep in the sea up to 2 miles. He used to take us with him.
That is, that one saintly person.
He was a Punjabi body, and mostly he resided in Gujarat. Developed 5 of his institutions, one in Uti, and 2 on Narmada and Tapti, and one is near Devgar in Bihar.
Yeah, Devgar.
Yeah. One we have got in Haridwar itself. We have got a nice ashram at Sapta Sarovar. I'll just show you one of his... Because Juhu, whenever he was in Bombay, he was at Juhu. Always.
Hansdev Ji Maharaj. Hansdev Ji Maharaj.
No.
He was residing at M.C. Satalwadi, you know, our Attorney General. Yeah.
He is Sindhi?
Punjabi.
Punjabi.
He lived in 130
years. 130 years.
He's still living?
No. He died only 5 years
later. 1960. This was one of... There is a crowd, you know, at the M.C. Satalwadi. All M.C. Satalwadi had invited everybody from the High Court, all the judges. So he was just having a chant with them. So he said, Swamiji, we would like to hear you something. He says, I am an uneducated man. What can I say? This was in 1956, just 4 years before he passed away. Then he was thinking what to tell this guy. He was just thinking for 5-10 minutes. And then he spoke for 2 hours, spellbound. Beautiful. He was about 6.4 inches in height.
Real pandit.
Yeah. And the color of his skin was as pink as the petal of the rose. He had a dynamic personality also. And the command over the language was superb. Just, Your Holiness is quoting the Sanskrit quotations, just like Swami Gangeshwaran. Though he's a blind man, but you can quote, you know, from any chapter, any stanza, yes. Any couplet. He's also here at present. He's coming over there.
He's my good friend.
Yeah.
Yes.
We had a word about you with him long back, before Swamiji, Your Holiness came to India.
He likes me.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
She is my daughter-in-law.
Acha. He's your son.
He's my son. He has just come day before from London to.
Oh, you live in London?
He's
talking about our friend.
Along with your friend.
Yeah. He's an executive with the German company over there, Bayer India. This is a German firm. And she is my daughter. And she's.
Hope to give up. Everyone be happy and chant Hare Krishna. This is our good family.
So he's his friend, he's my friend. And you are getting things in
circle. Circle. Swamiji says he gave a good comparison about the bulbs. So some bulbs are 40 candles, some are 25, some are 1,000.
Yes.
Okay, sir.
Yes. So, where is our Guru Maharaj?
Guru Dasami? Yes, he went down.
So I'll see them again.
All right. Thank you.
Blessings, you know.
Thank you.
We'll arrange for
the best that we could.
Thank you. That's nice. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. আপনি বাঙালি
না বাঙালি নেই বাঙালি ছিল ওখানে বরং এখন একটু ইনফেকশন লেগে গেছে জানি না কি ট্রিটমেন্ট নিতে এসেছে এখানে হায়দ্রাবাদে খুব কম শুনতে পারি 95% তো শুনতে পারি
বাংলা বেশ ভালো বলে আপনার স্পিক্স বেঙ্গালি
নেই সে লিভ ইন শান্তিনিকেতন ফর You've got as many more will come some other time.
Yes. So, give him self-care.